Out and about with your chairman. The highlight of the year so far was definitely our annual Making a Difference Awards. It truly is a privilege to pay tribute to our amazing staff and volunteers who work so hard to make a difference to the people who need our services. It was a fantastic evening and there was a wonderful atmosphere in the room as we celebrated the achievements of the finalists. I was particularly pleased that this year, for the first time, we presented a Volunteer of the Year award to recognise the commitment of those people who generously give their time to support the Trust. Our Master of Ceremonies for the evening, Peter Barron, did an excellent job, and everyone I've spoken to said they thoroughly enjoyed the event. You can read more about the awards and the worthy winners in the centre pages of this magazine. It was a pleasure to meet many service users and staff at the Durham and Darlington Co-Production Conference in March to learn more about what we're doing and could be doing to encourage service users to get involved in our work. We got some great feedback on how we could involve service users more and the benefits this will bring. An excellent example of how service users are making a real difference to how we develop services is our new Recovery College Online. This innovative new website offers recovery-focused courses for service users, carers and staff. And, what I think is really important, it's been developed in partnership with people with lived experience of mental ill health. I went along to the launch of the new site in Middlesbrough on 23rd of March and was really impressed with what I heard. Supporting people to achieve the goals they set themselves is really important, and the Recovery College Online is another way of helping us do just that. I'm looking forward to seeing the site continue to develop over the coming months. You can read more about the launch on page 3. It's important that staff feel able to raise concerns. And at the board meeting in March, we heard from the Trust's Freedom to Speak Up guardian, Dewey Williams. Board members were very supportive of the work he's doing to make sure the Trust listens and responds to staff. You can view this and other board papers on our website, www.tuve.nhs.uk. Leslie Besant. The Chairman and Non-Executive Directors welcome invitations to events no matter how small. If you would like to invite them to your event, please email anne.wilson10@nhs.net.